forgotten what it's like to be beaten, haven't you, at the moment? I know it happened in midweek, but still.
it's a good run we're on defensively, but at the end of the day, we want to win games, so, you know. We come out of the game a little bit disappointed because, you know, we thought we could have got a goal in the end.
In terms of how secure you are looking, is it just teams aren't really creating many clear-cut chances against you? Is that pretty much it rather than anything else?
Yeah, possibly. I think in the previous games I've not been too busy. Obviously, at the start of the season before the international break, it was a little bit different. I was saying before, I don't really know what's happened. Something's clicked, though. We're getting to the ball quicker. We seem a little bit tighter. And, definitely positives from the last few games, keeping the ball out of that.
And is there an aura that comes with that, then? Because, as you said, you've had a run of it, and obviously you don't want to get complacent. But at the same time, you can see that kind of breeds through the team.
Definitely. Obviously, the manager said on Tuesday night, we switched off a little bit at the end. Which is obviously natural, but we need to try to put that right. And we did today. We looked pretty comfortable in the last sort of 10 minutes. They didn't really break too many times. So there is definitely an aura about us. But we need to start scoring goals. It's not about keeping it. We need to win games to get up the table. So hopefully we can start doing that now.
Don't worry, I'm getting on to that. but there was one moment where I thought, well, hang on, and it was the save, the tip over. I think it was Patterson's shot that was looping over. I mean, for all that moment when they did create a chance, you had to be concentrated.
They did get in a few times, but we defended the crosses well, and obviously that one, he sort of hit it off his other foot, so it's sort of spinning over me, so I didn't know what was happening really, but yeah, managed to keep it out. So I think we limited them to half chances, and we probably didn't create massive chances either, apart from the two in the first half. So it's probably a fair result in the end.
Is it easy enough to alter the dynamic? So having concentrated so much on improving defensively, you can now switch and start concentrating on forward play, because you don't want to lose what you've gained already.
To be honest, we've not concentrated that much on defensive work. It's mainly just been sort of a team ethic and the way we sort of go about things together as a group, sort of getting to the ball quicker and just doing everything with a bit more intensity and aggression. So if we can turn that into when we have the ball as well, we'll be a dangerous side. And some games where we've scored on the break, but we want to be sort of creating chances and cutting teams open.
Yeah, is it a little bit harder here? Because I get the impression there isn't the same space, and teams are going to sit in a little bit more.
Definitely the home games have been more difficult to break teams down than the away games naturally, but that's something that comes with football in general. That's just normal, but I think that's something we need to improve on, breaking teams down when they're defending a little bit deeper. So it's something for us to work on, but positives come out today. We've got a point, and we go to Tuesday night and hopefully we can get something.
Four clean sheets in a row in the league. You must be proud of that, Angus, though, aren't you?
Yeah, no, definitely. All the games have come pretty quick, so it's hard to sort of think back. But most of them, we've limited the other team to if any chances, and we've kept the ball quite well. Like I said, we've not really had too much possession in those games, but we've kept it tight and looked dangerous on the counter attack. So it's good for the team.
So take us back after the Millwall game. I mean, was there a big team meeting? Did everyone say, "Look, we've got to sort this defence out," or anything that may have contributed to this switch?
No, honestly, after the Millwall match, it was the international break, so everyone was in the change room, obviously gutted and disappointed. But we had to go our separate ways because we had other duties and stuff. But I think the lads who stayed behind and worked during the break, they worked hard, and a lot of them have been playing in the team recently, so it's obviously something that the managers thought about and worked on. But personally, I wasn't really there, so I can't really say.
Tribal's come in and Alex Tate's come back. Has having those two in front of the back four, has that contributed?
Possibly. Obviously, the formation changed a little bit from what we started with in the season, so that could be something. Obviously, a few personnel come in, maybe to tighten up a little bit. Those two have done very well, but of course, Harrison Reed today has done very well again. We've got options in most parts of the pitch, so I think whoever comes in, it's just about the teamwork, and hopefully we can you know, start scoring goals and, you know, keep going.
Is your dad still coming to all the games and keeping an eye?
Yeah, no, I think he's been to every game so far, even the cup games, so I think he's got a lot of miles on his car at the moment.
Does he go over with you? Does he have any input and tell you, yeah, you're doing this well, or come on, sort this out?
Generally not really. Obviously if there's a few bits in the game, probably, but to be honest, not too much recently, because obviously not had too much to do, but I think he's enjoying this spell of clean sheets as well.
You're getting a bit of praise from him though. He must be pretty proud of what you're doing.
Yeah, of course, you know, it's my dad, he's going to praise me, but you know, he's probably a little bit biased, but yeah, obviously if I make a mistake, he'll probably be the first to say as well.
Yeah.
When you came back from, because most of the guys who were away on international break actually had struggled to get back into the team, so you're one of the few that did. When you came back in, did you kind of notice the work that everyone had done? Was it that sort of clear cut? Or
To be honest, we train you know, similar stuff all the time, so in training you can't notice, but obviously in games something clicked, and you know, we definitely look more solid, more secure, and you know, just a little bit more aggressive out of possession, to be honest, and you know, obviously that time to train helps for the manager. Generally we don't really get too much time on the training pitch, so it's definitely been a difference after the international break, so hopefully it can happen again and we can push on after the next one.
Absolutely. What's it been like with the goalkeeping coaching situation that has changed since you've come in? How's that been working with Ed and the setup currently at the club?
Obviously changed pretty much before I came in, so you know, it's something I didn't really know too much about, and you know, Ed's just come in, and we're all working together really, really well, and you know, we work, they work pretty close with the coaching staff as well. It's all going pretty smoothly at the moment, and hopefully, you know, we can keep learning and carry on.
Last question. In terms of this week coming up, there are two big away games coming up, aren't they? I mean, obviously, we've been delighted to go into them with a win here, but how big are those games? Because that Borough one is probably as tough as it gets this season, isn't it?
Yeah, probably, but some said before Sheffield United that was probably one of the toughest games we could have. You know, you never know what you're going to get really in the Championship. You know, some teams go on runs and some teams, you know, slip up a little bit, and you know, hopefully we can go into Tuesday night confident of keeping the ball out of net, and you know, hopefully we can, you know, nick a goal and, you know, hopefully a few.
Come on, Angus, cheers.
Thank you.